There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
Criticism is loud. Respect is quiet. It can be easy to think you're going down the wrong path, that you're making a huge mistake, that nobody gets it, that you're the only one. The reason for this is simple. We hear a lot more from the people who disagree with us than the people who agree with us. The writer Austin Kleon made this point recently during the pandemic. Those of us who are decent, who care about the impact of our actions, who are following the scientific data as it comes in and clarifies the bigger picture, we are living quiet lives. We're doing less, posting less, focusing on keeping our families and communities safe. It's the people who are not doing these things, who are flying around, going to parties, indifferent to the consequences of their actions, in denial of the reality of the situation. Those are the ones we're hearing from and seeing things from. Ironically, it's their cognitive dissonance that also seems to make them so aggressive, rude, and disruptive. They'd rather you feel stupid than feel shame or awareness themselves. That's why they're so loud. They're externalizing their own anxiety and fear and frustration onto the rest of us. They're almost anti-stoic in a way, focusing exclusively on the things they cannot control. All of which is to say, you have to get good at tuning all this out. Whether it's your judgmental parents or some jerk on social media, whether it's your old boss predicting you'll fail or that angry customer leaving a bad Yelp review, the doubts and the negativity are not representative. These people don't know. You can't listen to them. You definitely can't compare yourself to them. Seneca talked about staying on the path and not being distracted by the ones that crisscross yours. That's a huge key, and sometimes hugely difficult, especially when those on the other paths appear wider and flatter and easier to navigate. There's another part to Seneca's point about staying the course, though. There are countless others in front and behind you on parallel paths, just out of sight, who agree with you, who are on the same path, the same journey. They're decent and hardworking and determined to. They're just too busy to stop and tell you. So remember, you're on the right side. Know you're part of the silent majority of goodness, of virtue, and tune the rest of the noise out.
Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.